Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to an all-new Vampire Diaries After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 8, Episode 5, titled Coming Home Was a Mistake. We have a lot to say, and we also have a really special giveaway announcement that we're going to be talking about tonight, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, hey guys, welcome to another Vampire Diaries After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I thought this song appropriate because probably all of our favorite parts was Bonnie and Enzo tonight. So thank you for joining us. It's just me and the beautiful Jordana Morphin tonight.
Hey everyone, you guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
And guys, don't worry, Tiana and Katie will be back. They, you know, are transitioning right now into a vampire, and so like they just needed a couple weeks off. So we miss them. Don't worry, we're all gonna be together again soon.
Yes.
So overall, how are you feeling about this episode? We both liked last week. Yeah. Some of the fans felt about it. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
You know, like we were saying before, the whole Damon situation is just, it's coming to an end for me. Like, I'm so over it. Like, we've seen this Damon before so many times, and I'm just so bored of it. Obviously, my favorite thing this episode was, but I don't even know how you guys say it.
Benenzo.
I would say Benzo, but yeah, Benenzo.
Oh, Benzo. We say it two different
ways. Yeah,
there's
like so many ways. Benzo, yeah. Okay. And I got so teary-eyed, and I absolutely loved that. And I really liked how they brought in like that carnival into it. I thought it was just like the way they did it was super great. So it had some good parts and some, you know, it was okay. Yeah. It wasn't my favorite, but it was good overall.
One of my favorite things about old school Vampire Diaries were the events.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of been missing those because, like, everyone has died or left.
Yeah.
And now, like, we had another event. And I think that Julie Plec wrote that or said that in an interview with someone, you know, we're going to bring back, like, the events and old mm-hmm. characters.
I think it is important just because we saw that so much before. And lately, it hasn't been like that. We've just seen them, you know, at the armory or, you know, pretty much at the armory, so, or at their houses, yeah. But it's great that they're starting to bring back, you know, little events.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We started off really sad with this episode, and it was one, I loved it, though, because mm-hmm. it's one of those moments when something really tragic happens, there's very small things, you know, like, who does so-and-so call first? Mm-hmm. Like, what do they say? What are those people's reactions? Right. And there's smaller moments in, like, a bigger tragedy that mm-hmm. we don't always see.
Yeah.
So I really liked that that was the opening of Matt calling each person. I just got chills.
Yeah.
Oh, God. To tell them that Tyler died.
Yeah, I honestly didn't see that one coming. I mean, we were talking about it last episode, how we thought he was going to come back somehow.
Listen.
I hope it. I mean, hey, maybe it's going to happen, but right now, it's pretty sad. I felt really sad.
Yeah, I did too. And I also, though, thought it was just so morbid that Matt just brings the body in a coffin. It's like, here, let's leave it in the Salvador house mm-hmm. and just, like, stare at his dead body.
And when Stefan was staring at it, that just, it was like a good, I think that was like a really good shot just because it's kind of like, look, my brother did this to you. And it's like, how much longer can he protect his brother and, you know, just like take his brother's, you know, he's always protecting his brother. And now you're like, look, one of our really good friends, like he killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, like we saw later on, Stefan, his mind's a little, it's like starting to change a little bit.
Yeah.
On what he can really do now with Damon.
Because for so long, Stefan was alone and he mm-hmm. wanted to be that way until he met Elena because the pain that he knew he could bring on other people. And at one point in the episode, which we'll get to, I think Damon said that they're the Supernatural Breakfast Club,
mm-hmm.
which I loved mm-hmm. because they are. They form these bonds. Most of them have turned into something supernatural because of this, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was intense, and, you know, we'll get into more of the Tyler stuff. I mean, who has two funerals? I would like two funerals, yeah. By the way, anyone that's watching, especially one at a carnival. But I want to talk about Alaric a little bit because I found a lot of really small things mm-hmm. about him this episode that I was like, he's so smart, but he literally hired the devil. I mean, a minion mm-hmm. of the devil,
yeah.
Let's say.
And it's so interesting to me that he hasn't even really caught on at all, you know, specifically just because I don't know. We Sybil has already said, like, she has a sister. obviously, does he doesn't think it's Georgie, right, anymore?
No, but he is worried about Georgie.
Yeah.
He means well.
Yeah, he does. But it's just, I mean, it's just, to me, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like, imagine this, like, devil taking care of your kids. She's in your house all the time, and you don't even know. And you think she's, like, this great, like, amazing nanny.
It's like a parent's nightmare.
Yeah. It is. It's really scary.
And also, can we talk for a second? Because we ended the last episode with him stabbing his ear out.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I, again, watched it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the second time, I was like, there's something that didn't carry over that I'm confused about. Mm-hmm. And I thought there was going to be way more repercussions to the stabbing of the ears. I mean, like, it at least would have been nice if Caroline's like, oh, yeah, like, I was there waiting for you and gave you vampire blood and saved you. Yeah. Just kind of.
It kind of just died. That whole storyline died.
Yeah, it did. I'm glad his hearing didn't. Yeah. He also has an interesting scene with Sybil, where he's like, you know, we have another cell waiting for you, for your sister, Siren number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just really trying to figure it out. I feel like it's one of those things when you get so close to the solution or the problem. Like, for me, if I'm looking for something in my apartment and mm-hmm. I'm looking everywhere, it's usually right in front of my face.
That's exactly what's going on with him right now. But I don't know. I think Rick is a lot smarter. And obviously now we find out later on, you know, that they find out that it's her. But it's just, like I said, if I was a parent and my kids were, you know, witches or some, I would always be kind of like.
Yeah. The thing that I think that their biggest fault is with Caroline and Alaric as mm-hmm. parents is that they haven't embraced the fact that their children yeah. are witches and very powerful. If they did and they taught them things,
mm-hmm.
then they could maybe stop them from doing things. But they're trying to just, like, cut off all ties to witchcraft yeah. with them. And, you know, as we see later in the episode, that's not...
It's definitely not the way it's gonna be.
Yeah, because these girls are kind of itching for it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's in their blood. And, yeah, I don't know. I think that he's gonna play a big part... All of us, Alaric, will, whether it's figuring everything out or him, I was going to say him dying, but he can't die because he has the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want Caroline, I don't want anyone then to die, but after this whole Tyler thing, I'm like, okay, well, who's next?
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of Tyler, he has his first funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. And, you know, they bring him out to the woods and Damon's there and he already has, like, holes in the ground for all of them.
Yeah.
Because he's going to kill him. People have said this in the chat. It is so... I mean, I agree with you. This whole Damon thing, it's... I don't want them to ruin these eight seasons for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's been bad before, but he's had time to redeem himself because there were more seasons. This is the last season, and I don't want to end this way with him.
Yeah, I really hope it kind of changes quickly because it's not... Obviously, we're not seeing anything. I mean, we saw a little bit in this episode how we saw a little bit of him, you know, feeling upset, and he does have... I guess some humanity. I don't know. But, you know, when Sybil was talking to him and he's like, obviously you're not 100% tied to me if you're angry about killing Tyler and stuff. But I don't know. It's just, like you said before, we've seen this so many times and it's the last season. We don't need any more of Damon being a complete asshole. So
yeah. And so much so that Stefan said, okay, it's time to put him down. Yeah. And... That we saw that in the previews last week mm-hmm. for this week. And I mean, how many times have the two of them like done that to each other because they have to? Because they're so out of control. And correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. I know people are probably going to freak out that I say this, but female vampires, I know. My friends, you know, the characters on the show, I'm thinking Caroline, Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
They have always kind of been able to pull themselves out of it with a little bit of help, of mm-hmm. course. But it's just these male, like, you know, the Salvatore brothers specifically mm-hmm. always just get so, like, deep in these holes that you don't think they're ever going to be able to dig themselves out because what they do is so bad.
Yeah.
That's why I think that Tyler does have to come back in some way, shape, or form.
They have to bring him back, like you said. It's just so weird to me how they brought him back to kill him off, like,
yeah,
is that that's not
so
not
like necessary. Is that what they're gonna do with all of our other favorite characters, like, oh, we promised we'd bring back like the old characters, so we're just gonna bring them back for a minute and kill them?
Yeah,
I'd rather them not come back at all if they're just gonna slaughter our favorite characters from the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
we see Sybil and Damon, you know, Damon goes to her and is confused, like mm-hmm. you said, and he's just like, I am still tied to you somehow, and I've turned off my humanity. And she says, you know, it's because you're like feeling guilty. And then she brought up Elena.
Yeah. And that's where he kind of snapped. You could see that he mm-hmm. was just like, shut up, like, stop talking. But like this moment when he was talking to Sybil, it kind of just made you realize that obviously deep down inside of him, he does care because, mm-hmm. yeah, his humanity is off. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like kind of confusing because, yeah, his humanity might be off, but he still has like these ties that are making him, you know, angry or like sad. But I don't know. I hope that he doesn't stick with her for very long, or that they can bring him back somehow.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, we keep on seeing, at least me, some things I like in Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
That, first of all, I think she's funny.
Yeah.
She's a Damon, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses her, like, beauty and sexuality and kind of just, like, jokes about things in the worst situations when she's in pain,
mm-hmm.
even. You know, she was doing yoga in the cell.
Yeah.
Vinyasa.
Yeah, I actually love her. I love her a lot. She's been one of my favorite characters. Even though she's evil, she's great. I don't like her sister, obviously, but
We were just talking about this before the show started. That actress that plays Celine,
yeah.
When the show started this season, you know, I think we all thought like, mm-hmm. oh, basic, just another victim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how great of an actress this girl is, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, she's really good. Yeah. And I've been rewatching the first couple episodes, and I think that they want you to. If you guys have the time, I urge you to rewatch the first two episodes of this season because they set up a lot. And I am just curious if the actors knew what their characters were
mm-hmm. yeah.
going to be doing. I'd love to know that about Celine.
Mabry Montgomery has a good point here. I wonder if Celine wants the twins to take her and Sybil's place so that they don't have to continue living.
That's interesting. Yeah. I was thinking that they are taking the twins to somehow, not necessarily replace them, but be the next them.
And somehow also maybe, I feel like they're giving her more power too, Celine.
Yeah. So. Oh, Nicholas Kelly, I love you, but he's so funny. He said, Sam, don't do that to Sybil. I was thinking more of a Freya/Rebecca type.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sybil could easily turn into that.
Mm-hmm.
And those characters, when they started, especially Rebecca,
yeah,
were, you know, just no good.
Yeah.
So I love it. And then, of course, we get some Stefan Damon there at this carnival. And Stefan goes after him, just trying to save his brother mm-hmm. one last time by putting him down. And it was very interesting to me to see Damon talk to Stefan.
Well, did Damon call Stefan? Damon was the one who called, reached out to him and was like, yo,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then this is what confuses me, is that he calls him and then he's like, I need your help. But then he's just like, I don't want your help.
It was like half of him was listening to Sybil,
yeah.
And then the other half was like the old Damon coming mm-hmm. out, being like, help me, help me.
Yeah.
And Stefan did what he thought he should and what he could do to help, which was try to vervain him.
Yeah, and he was not happy about that situation.
No, I mean, like, Damon wouldn't have killed Stefan. There, how many times? But Caroline did come and save the day.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
And cute. Yeah, like, I liked that because to me it solidifies more that they're a team mm-hmm. and they do need each other.
And I feel like that was, she kind of made a point to Stefan at when that happened, because remember before he left, he was like, no, I can do this on my own. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of saying, like, I just want to be there for support to help you, whatever. But obviously they work better as a team. And
right. And she's not old school Elena pre-vampire. Mm-hmm. She's not a, like, helpless human.
Yeah.
She is actually a pretty badass vampire. She is.
I love Caroline so much.
Me too. I would not ever want to mess with Caroline.
Yeah, agreed.
We also have our favorite part of the episode, I think, at least for me and Jordana, the Benzo. We'll call it Benzo tonight. Of it all, hence our opening song, Adele, you know, setting fire to the rain. Oh, God. It was so good. I'm just really happy that we have a relationship that's mm-hmm. not centered around Elena or Stefan
yeah.
or Damon, that you can actually really connect to and that is real and you feel for these people.
I am 100% obsessed with them, have been obsessed with them for a while, but I feel like every time I see them more and more, I just love them more and more. And this episode, I got so, it was just, I wanted to cry when, you know, when they were in there and she was just like, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you. And when we saw him, you know, come back, I was just like, oh, thank goodness. And so,
yeah,
thank goodness.
I really think that Bonnie is starting to almost channel Elena, because mm-hmm. Elena, ride or die with these guys, yeah, both of them.
Exactly.
And, you mean, Stefan and Damon, she's been like, I'm not leaving you. Mm-hmm. And I know you want me to and you expect me to, because that is what has happened to you your whole life. And she's put herself and people that she loves. And quite frankly, I remember there was a point a couple seasons ago where we were like, Elena, give it up. Like, you are hurting people that you love,
yeah,
because you love these two guys. But that is what, you know, Bonnie didn't get to go to Tyler's first funeral. But, mm-hmm. you know, you can do two, obviously, as we said.
And I really liked how she brought in that candle. You know, she doesn't have magic, but she knows ways around it to use the magic. And I thought that was brilliant, the way yes. that worked.
I wrote down what it was called, the candle. It was very interesting because I didn't know that. Oh, the flame of imprisonment.
Yeah.
And, you know, she did that with Enzo after she spoke to Caroline, said, what was it for you that made you turn the switch back on? And that's really what lit a fire
brain.
And when she walks into the cabin with, like, legitimate gasoline, I'm just like, this girl is on her last, like, she doesn't care at this point.
Yeah.
She could live or die. And
she's in love.
She is in love, and it was really beautiful, mm-hmm. everything that they went through. And the thing, how we were introduced to Enzo, it was just, he's grown so much.
Yeah, he has.
Because in even the funeral scenes with Tyler, he would, like, say things about Tyler, and I'm like, but you're not in the club. Like, you haven't been in the club for that long. Yeah. But I forget that there was a time jump of 3 years, so it has been a while.
Wow, yep.
And, you know, he is part of the club now, and he has, to me, I'm a bigger fan of his than I am Damon's.
Oh, me too. Lately, I have been a very, very big Bonnie and Enzo fan, and I think it's going to continue. But I think it's just, like, their relationship, and not only that, I just feel like both of them have just been fighting a lot, you know, fighting, you know, for each other, and I think that's what's just been making them grow a lot on me.
Do you remember last season after we did the time jump and we saw that Bonnie and Enzo had this, and we were just like, what?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Wasn't expecting that at all. And at least for me, I was a bit, okay, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. But it's really grown on me. And for me, you know, I love Caroline and I love Stefan. I love both of them together. But this Benzo thing, way more real for me than, what are they calling it, a Steriline.
Yeah. Oh, I 100% agree with you on that one. I am obsessed. And sorry,
yeah,
Steriline.
Sorry,
as much
guys.
As I love you, someone else has, you know, beat you guys.
Because, you know, these are all, Enzo and Bonnie are both characters that have mm-hmm. kind of just always been on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And have always not been the important ones. They're always the ones that have crappy things happen to them mm-hmm. to serve the protagonist, the bigger protagonist, yep. the bigger star. So I'm really glad that they're finally kind of, like, getting their time to shine and getting, you know, kind of a happy-ish, not ending, but storyline in the last season.
So now that Enzo has his humanity back on, he's back, so he's not tied anymore to Sybil, or is...
We didn't really see
anything with that.
So, you know, like we said, it's amazing because she was able to break him mm-hmm. out of having the humanity off, Bonnie was, by almost killing herself. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, cool. You can turn your vampire boyfriend's humanity off by just trying to kill yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, Elena should have just done that. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, and he saved her. It was amazing. But, yes, I'm curious now. So, to me, I think about the sirens, and for those of you listening, I have my, like, hand up, like, okay, this is it to a certain point. And Enzo kind of, like, surpassed that point, and he's going over it. So now maybe he is not going to be connected to Sybil. But we don't know much about the rules of this kind of mythology. So please let us know in the chat what you think, because, you know, they did overcome a lot. That was a really big thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And it felt triumphant to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it definitely was. I can't get over those two. And every time I just think about them, I'm like, I wish I had something special like them.
Well, I mean, I guess you can if you
one day
vampires.
Right?
Okay, so we have the whole fire thing, beautiful. Celine.
Oh, Celine. I knew it. I said it before. I was like, this girl, she's going to take these little girls away from her daddy. And it's happening. Yeah. I'm just really curious what she wants to do with them, you know?
So let's talk about the specifics of this. I'm interested to see what you think and what the fans think. So Celine took them to a carnival. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get a goldfish.
Yeah.
And Celine compels, I'm going to use the same word, to the guy that's manning that.
Uh-huh.
And to give them a goldfish, but she wants the dead one.
Yes.
So she takes them to some, like, abandoned, this isn't somewhere we know, right?
I don't think so. It literally looks like an abandoned, like, warehouse or something.
Yeah, which I think is what Sybil at the beginning, like, maybe it's not the same place, I don't know, but it seemed like a very similar, like, abandoned warehouse feeling. And, they do something with the fish, right? The dead goldfish?
She said we needed a proper burial for him, the goldfish. But then when they're doing that, I don't know if you noticed that it was Georgie after. So,
and
was Georgie there? Georgie wasn't there the whole time.
No. So, basically, I think what Celine was saying to the girls, she's teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, you know, when you die, your souls go here, and then they asked about the bodies,
yep,
which was interesting. And the girls are so much more all-knowing than, like, their parents need to really, like, tap in on that.
Yeah.
And just go with it, because the more they fight it, the more it's going to become stronger for
and
them.
And they're so curious about it. When they were holding Celine's hands, they, you know, when they were siphoning or the magic, they even were like, oh my god, did we hurt you? Was that, you know? So they're obviously curious as to how powerful they are and what they're capable of doing.
Sam B said the goldfish was just the cover for the body. Okay.
Okay.
That's messed up. I mean, not you, Sam B, but the entire thing. It's still a little bit foreign to me. And so, Georgie's body ends up coming from the fire. And we will get into, in the end, what, you know. But, yeah, it's Georgie's body.
It's Georgie's body.
But so I'm still in complete denial that a lot of these people are dead.
Yeah, see, this is why it's weird to me. Okay, so where was Georgie before? Because the last we saw
her... Where was her body?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's why I have hope that maybe, like, Tyler is somewhere, like...
Yeah, well, you know, it's really funny. My mom does not watch The Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. She knows how much I love this show. And she knows who Tori DeVito is, who was, remember, she was the doctor. She was also Nanny Carrie, who a lot of us have talked about on One Tree Hill in this, because Celine reminds us of Nanny Carrie from One Tree Hill. But Tori DeVito, my mom follows her on Twitter or something. I don't even know. And she heard that she came back as Dr. Fell at some point this season. She just finished her episode. So, I don't know. And she's dead. She died.
So, maybe there will be a way.
Like an unveiling of the other side. Mm-hmm. Or, like, we're going to move the Vampire Diaries to the other side because all of the characters are going to die. I'm not really sure. Let's talk about a little bit Maddie Blue Eyes.
Oh, Maddie Blue Eyes. I just feel so bad for this guy. He just lost his best friend. And I feel like he has a lot of anger. But I just... It's... Again, they're bringing Tyler back in with the whole box.
His voice. Yeah. Okay, so is that what we're going to be doing? Some kind of, like, journal voiceover situation? I don't know.
Ooh, Zico Gordon said, I think Celine needs the girls to tap into her powers to summon Cade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, the girls did take her powers for, like, they siphoned them.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. I think that's one of their other powers. And Kalal Kent, what if they restore the other side?
And is Joe in hell or in a better place?
Joe's not in hell.
Yeah, Joe's not in hell.
No.
But yeah, what if they restore the other side? I can see something like that.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. Book scholar Dr. Fell didn't die. She moved to Alaska. I forgot. Wait, Dr. Fell didn't die. She moved after Rick died. Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Totally forgot about that, guys. It's been a couple seasons.
You know what I found, what I kind of found interesting was the whole encounter Matt had with his dad while he was, you know, mm-hmm. packing up things. And then when he said, you know, you haven't been around and this has been my life, you know, death, vampires and everything. And right now he has vampire blood in him. And he was like freaking out because he's like, you know, if I die in the next 24 hours, I'm going to become one of these.
I just wish we got a little bit more backstory about why his father left.
Yeah.
Because I almost feel like I missed something. I missed an episode. Because they talk about it and we still have no explanation mm-hmm. as to why and like what his family clearly is supernatural on the father's side, mm-hmm. I think. And has something to do with the sirens.
I feel like we're going to
I'm sure we will.
About him.
Especially. Yeah. But that scene, you know, with the, you know, I mean, Matt was so great in that scene, and essentially now he's taking Tyler's place as for figuring out all this. Tyler left him a box, and in the box was photos of Celine.
Mm-hmm. So good thing we saw that. Like, I'm glad that's how we find out, or, you know, Caroline finds out mm-hmm. Because of Matt.
Do you think that Matt will turn into a vampire?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't think it's necessary. Especially now that it's, like, the last season. Why would you do that to Matt?
Yeah.
But, no, but I really hope that this role that he takes on, if he does take it on with the whole, mm-hmm. you know, figuring out the siren situation, that, I don't know, it just, like, brings more, we learn more about him and more about his family.
And I am very happy that Matt has his father, Peter, mm-hmm. right now, because otherwise, after Tyler died,
he
didn't have his father. I mean, that is 100%. He has nobody. Yeah. All these other people, I mean, Caroline and Bonnie, I guess, are two of the only people that he feels like he can trust that he has left. Eric mm-hmm. Walker just says, Matt, the male siren. I don't know. I mean, I think that I have complete faith in the writers and the show that this is all going to kind of come full circle. Mm-hmm. And I already feel that way. Like I said, I've rewatched the first couple episodes several times, and I'm like, oh, cool, cool, cool. Like, I get this now.
Right.
So I have the feeling the rest of the season is going to be that way. We have Tyler's second funeral, because
I loved that.
Yeah, the place, you know, where they had the carnival. Mm. And I really loved how Stefan kind of started off the speech and talked about how him and Elena were on top of the Ferris wheel. That's right after she became a vampire, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to go back and rewatch the first season. That just made me, like, I just pictured that in my head right now, and it just made me want to go back in time.
Yeah, it was amazing. And what he said, and, you know, whether it's vampires, any other supernatural creature, we're just us plain humans in life day to day. Enjoy these moments that we have, and, like, let's make more of them, and let's make the most of them.
Yeah.
Because life is so dark. We don't know what's going to happen. And I just loved that. I mean, Stefan was just, like, such a philosopher.
Yeah, he was.
In that moment.
He took the lead for the team and, you know, kind of made everyone a little bit more happy and made the whole, you know, Tyler dying an uplifting experience. And I thought it was great the way he just, like, turned on the lights. Everyone was just kind of, like, happy playing games and, you know, on the bumper cars. I loved that scene. It was
one of the and best the ones. Dear Elenas of this episode, you know, it was, Elena. Oh, God, it was great. I mean, I think I might have had a dream about this the other night, you guys. Elena waking up and just being like, I have a lot of reading to do. And just reading the past 60 years, whatever, and just, like, whoever, Damon, hopefully is waiting there. And she'll be like, is everyone okay still? And he's like, no, that was, like, 20 years ago, babe. Just, like, keep on going. And she's I would have, like, a panic attack reading all of this for years. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I can't even take it. This is so much to take on at once.
It's crazy.
It really was. And, you know, all of them are having fun. And that, I think, is something that got lost in the past few seasons of the show. It was all darkness and everyone trying to save everybody else. But the first few seasons of the show, there was a lot of fun, too. Like we said, those events in town that brought everyone together. And they did say this last season is going to kind of try to do homage to that.
Yeah.
So I like that they're doing this. I really hope these things continue. And you know, every big event, something bad is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But still, it's really fun to watch. And then we get another Damon Sybil scene.
Yep.
So Damon at this point is locked in the Salvatore basement. And Sybil gets out. Can we talk about how Sybil got out?
Also, the intern.
Right.
That's another thing, like, I understand, like, Alaric with the intern, I feel like he doesn't have to explain everything to the intern, but obviously he didn't think that, you know, tuning or the fork into the, what was he trying to do, like, into the intercom system so she could hear it, was obviously not important. He was just like, why do I have to keep doing this every hour? I feel like he was just do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. As an intern, I mean, I'd probably be like, I don't want to do this every hour. He's not going to be here. I don't know why he's making me do this, so why would I?
Right.
Which obviously led to him leaving because of the Georgie situation.
Yeah, because they found Georgie's body. You know, yeah. Sad. He was her emergency contact. Mm-hmm. Like, she has nobody else.
Yep.
And she is basically just burned to a crisp.
Yeah. Poor thing.
But we knew Georgie. It was her because of the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? There could be other people with that tattoo, but pretty sure it was her.
Yeah, it was definitely her. But you see, yeah, like, that's because of that, because of the intern and Alaric, that's Sybil got out so easily.
Yeah, and she just was able, with the siren song and all of that, able to get out. She went straight to Damon.
And took the pitchfork.
Yeah, took the pitchfork, tuning fork.
Tuning fork.
And she brought a random human with her. For him to feed on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, are you done with your existential crisis?
Yeah.
You know, let's get back to work. And it is true what she said. And because, again, so I watched the first episode for the season today. And what Damon said to Stefan when they first reunited after all of this was, you know, I've seen hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, he's seen it and he doesn't like it. And he doesn't understand, you know, like he doesn't want to live the rest of his life being feeling like crap because he knows what's waiting for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I don't get that. I, you know, maybe there's different forms of hell. Like, do you really want to do worse things? So it's just going to be so much worse for you down there?
I feel like, both options are pretty bad for him. But apparently he thinks sticking with Sybil is the better option. Couldn't they just record the tuning fork and play it on loop? They should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Like, that would have been much... simple solution, and you know, Sybil probably wouldn't have gotten out that way.
Well, it's one of those things too, if they would have included Georgie, who I think was very smart about all of this, if he would have included her earlier, and I understand why he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two reasons. One, it seems like he's crazy. Two, it's dangerous for her.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was still dangerous for her, and she was such kind of a detective about it all that she wanted to figure it out, and she ended up getting herself killed or whatever.
Wherever she may
be. Yeah, wherever she may be. I'm just not, you know, we didn't get a real goodbye for her. I'm not ready to give it up. But yes, Sybil takes Damon and they are ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, of course, back to the carnival funeral.
Carnival funeral.
Yes. Matt and Caroline finally catch up. It's been a while. I don't even think he's met the girls. Or maybe he has a long time ago and hasn't seen them in a few years, wants to see pictures. Show some pictures. And then, of course, Celine is in one of the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Everything clicks, and he's like, you need to go home right now.
Yeah.
Her and Alaric run home, and they see a creepy drawing that the girls made of Celine, the twins, and Cade.
Yeah. And Cade. Yeah. Oh, my God. What does that remind me of? There's a movie. What movie is it?
Creepy children draw scary things. What is it? In The Shining,
Is it The Shining? I don't know, but that just reminded me so
a lot
much of it.
There's a lot of Shining stuff in here, I think. And then we end with them being like, oh, crap.
Yeah. And we saw, you know what I thought was interesting, too, was before that had happened, Celine called Alaric and was like, oh, you know, the girls are just here drawing. And I was doing this. And then she was like, she said, you know, the girls keep her feeling young.
Yes.
And I thought that was just like a very interesting point.
I wrote that down, too, because it, like, I don't think that she's ready to retire her body or anything. And I don't know if Sybil is either, but I do think Sybil possibly is a lesser of two evils.
Yeah, that's what I think
at this point, but I don't know what she's up to.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, all we know is that she told her sister, quote, to piss off last week through Georgie.
I just feel like both of them have completely different plans right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Sybil's kind of just doing her own thing, and Celine really has this plan with Cade, like wanting to get Cade or.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So before we get into prediction, guys, as promised, we are doing a special kind of like giveaway, something fun, and we've been holding on to this for a while.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. So here it is, guys. we have Tyler Lockwood, a.k.a. Michael Trevino, a signed photo of him circa, like, first or second season. Mm-hmm. It has the certificate of authenticity on the back. This is the real deal, you guys. I thought it would be really, really fun to kind of give this away to one of our fans.
I think it'd be an awesome idea.
Yeah, especially after tonight's episode. Don't get me wrong, I do think we will see Tyler again. I hope. But this is the perfect time to do that. Mm-hmm. So in order to get this, here's what you have to do. Follow all of us on Twitter. By all of us, I mean myself, Jordana, Katie, and Tiana, whom I know that you, most of you probably already do. But if you don't, please follow us. Go to iTunes, mm-hmm. give us a 5-star rating, and then write a fun comment. This is going to be fun for all of us and fun for you. If you guys have watched the show for a long time, watched our panel for a long time, tell us, you know, your favorite moments, like what you've loved about the panel, mm-hmm. all of that. Screenshot it and tweet us. And then in a few weeks from now, like probably, you know, 2 weeks-ish, we'll give you guys some time. 2 weeks. So tweet it at least one of us. And then we'll know that you did all these things. We will put your name in a hat, and then we will do a drawing live on air. Whoever wins, you know, will get your information, and we will send you this awesome Michael Trevino signed photograph.
Yes. Oh, I love him so much.
I know. He's great. Not going to lie, I wish I could keep it myself. It's been like hanging in my room for so long because I've just been like, I cannot wait till he comes back. We do have another character on the show who I won't tell you that we have another one of these of, and I know that he'll be back at some point in the season. So if you don't win this time, like, you will have another opportunity. So please do that. We would love, love, love to hear from you.
I think it's a great little giveaway.
I know.
I'm glad that we're doing it now, though, because we have been holding off for a little while.
Yeah, but definitely.
It's a little fun.
On that note, let's get into some predictions. Ooh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh. I really think... I think the whole thing with Selena and the little girls, she's going to use them to bring, because we saw in the preview for next week that we see like Cade, so I feel like she's gonna use the little girls to bring him back. I'm just worried that they're gonna be so attached to Celine that they're not gonna want to maybe, like,
yeah,
you know, go back with their parents, just because with Celine they're able to use their magic and they're learning about their magic, and, you know, with their parents they can't do that, and they haven't had the opportunity to do that. So I'm a little scared that, I don't know, they're gonna kind of, you know, go towards Celine and her being like a motherly figure for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You and know? I think a big part of that is because their parents, mm-hmm. Alaric and Caroline, have not been able to embrace this side of them.
Yep.
This woman finally is, so they feel maybe even more connected to her right now than they do to their own parents.
Yep.
Okay, so I think that Damon is just going to continue to piss us off.
Yeah, completely.
And I do think we're going to get a connection to hell,
mm-hmm.
and we're hopefully going to be able to be there or see it. I think Bonnie's going to get her powers back soon, and maybe finally being with Enzo
mm-hmm.
is going to kind of, like, make her stronger and feel like she is where she needs to be and is somehow going to be able to channel back her powers. I agree with you all about the girls, and we saw it in the previews for next week also that Caroline says, you know, if Damon does anything with my girls, mm-hmm. like, I will kill him. To Stefan.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to get involved with that situation?
Yeah. I definitely do. And I think it's maybe going to be something that at least puts a pause mm-hmm. on the Steriline relationship.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. So on that note, guys, thank you all so, so much for tuning in. Yeah. Please continue to tell us your theories. Happy Thanksgiving. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter @Jordana_Morfin and on Instagram. Same thing.
Awesome. And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram @samd43. Just want to give a shout out to Disco Gems for my beautiful ring. Love all this crystal stuff. And of course, Clever Kim's Curious, the one that made the jewelry for Bonnie on one of the first episodes. So guys, check them out. Thank you all so much again. And let us know if you have any questions about the contest that we're going to do. We'll help you in any way that we can, like posting on iTunes and stuff. Super easy. So we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.